time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. Now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. And it is a good Tuesday afternoon, perhaps.
I'm glad you say it's less knowledge can easily fill an hour.
That's right.
Help fill an hour, because I have no knowledge today.
And so the two of us, we know if you know nothing, I know nothing, then we know absolutely nothing. It makes us easier.
We can hum the whole hour.
We could, but then the band would get mad. You know, they come in here every week and do this number.
Yeah,
you don't want the band to get mad.
They do this and they get upset. We have a lot of people who would be upset.
We would. Just, yeah. So.
Yeah. So that's all we need is protests. There's enough protests going on right now. We don't need one.
No. Uh-huh. Standing outside there, our doors.
Yeah. Please talk blabber like you normally just...
Blather
blab,
on.
Blab, blab, blab.
Blab, blab,
blab.
Blab.
Blab. Okay. It is a good Tuesday afternoon.
We're recording it before the Cavs Monday night game.
We are?
Yeah, so we don't know exactly what the results are.
I didn't know that.
You did? Well, you know, you worked really hard today, so you probably got a little disoriented as to what day it is.
Yeah, I did.
We usually talk about, but it hasn't. Well, I see, and I don't have cable. Can't
well,
watch
you know what?
Watch anyway.
I think we didn't intentionally watch it Monday night.
Okay,
and so we could be ignorant of the facts.
Ah.
Which is for this Tuesday show.
Yes.
So, there.
So, we're pretending not to know.
We're pretending not to know. I mean, it's like being in the courtroom. I didn't do that.
Yeah, well.
Well. So, anyway. So, it did happen. We don't know because we want to talk about it.
We can certainly talk about the three games they played so far.
Well, two or
actually four.
The fourth one's the one we're not talking about, two in Boston and two in Cleveland,
then back to Boston. Yeah.
Well, it's imperative.
Yes.
Well, first of all, let me just say this: they won in Boston.
They won one in Boston,
and which was quite surprising. Not only did they win, they devastated.
It was almost the exact same spread that they got beat by the game before.
Yeah, we won 118-94. Yeah. The first game, we lost 120-95. So you're right. You're in the ballpark.
In the ballpark.
Which
yeah.
I'm shocked.
I know.
Yeah. And then Saturday night, we lost 106-93. But
so at least that's a little bit more competitive. It's
well, we should. You know, the thing is, you're at home. You got to take advantage of being at home. They have no chance, in my humble estimation, if they don't win.
If they don't win tonight, there's no.
That's correct. And
all they would need is what if they lose on the pretending. We know. Don't know if they lose on Monday night.
Yes.
Then they would not. That one more game and they're done.
That's true.
That's the seven. They'd be going back to Boston 3-1.
If they get four, that's the best of seven.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you realized.
Yeah, that's what I said. They'd be done.
Okay, right? So anyway.
Same difference.
So if they tie it up 2-2, then they have one more chance of playing at home.
Yes.
Their chances are still very slim.
Yes. I mean,
it's a great team. I don't know what happened to Boston.
They were the number one seed. Maybe they just thought it was so easy. They kind of took it a little easy and found themselves
they're the
behind.
Number one seed.
Yeah.
I know we talked about seeds before.
Yeah.
But didn't.
And seeds don't always work.
No,
I mean, I bought a whole big bag of bird seed, planted it. Not one bird grew. Not one.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know where it goes with that, did you? I don't know. I guess, did the original seed come from Adam and Eve? I mean, Adam, didn't he have the original seed? That's why we're all here. Well, anyway, I mean, is that where it came from, Adam? Is that how this all came about? these seeds?
Unless they were apple seeds, maybe, you know. You don't know.
I don't know. No. I don't know. So anyway, I'm always confused.
I think it's because it's a tree. The playoff system is a tree. Although it's like a reverse tree. Because you go from branched out down to the middle. So, so I think being
so it could be
thought of like a tree.
It could be an apple tree. And Bugs Buddy's calling us.
Yeah, well, Bugs has got to wait.
Well, I'm honored. I am absolutely honored that you would.
Oh, I do that, but he says, you know, every time I answer, yeah, what's up, Doc?
So anyway, and we're the fourth seed, and used to be when you're a really good team and you just were mediocre during the season. As long as you got in, you know, like LeBron, how many times were the Cavs second, third, fourth seed going into the playoffs? No worries. You know,
It's LeBron. Yeah.
But we don't have LeBron. We have Donovan Mitchell, who's very good, but he's no LeBron.
No.
And unfortunately for Donovan Mitchell, he doesn't have a great supporting cast.
No. And that's going to make his difference whether he signs an extension or not.
Well, you got Mobley, who's done a really good job. But the loss of Jared Allen is huge because somehow he got hurt in the ribs. And he's been out for like 2 weeks, and we need him.
Yeah.
Now, the speculation is that Donovan Mitchell has a bruised thigh, and if he doesn't
Well, if he's play, not there, then I mean, we kiss a goodbye. Yeah.
But I do think J.B. Bickerstaff is safe. I really do. He's made the progress from going to the first playoff and winning that series to the second the second round. That's pretty nice, that background music. Wow. And the question is, I mean, I've heard this on The Fan, too, whether they keep Donovan Mitchell or not. I mean, they want him. Yeah, they want him.
But it's going to be his choice. He's here one more year.
Maybe. I heard this on The Fan today, which was quite interesting.
Okay.
If Donovan Mitchell doesn't indicate he wants to resign by the first of the next season, the Knicks, who desperately want him, have like 6 first round picks. 6.
Okay, I'll take 6 first round picks.
For Donovan Mitchell? I don't know. I mean, but conceivably you could get 3 for him, or do you keep him through the end of the season next year and don't get anything? And that's if he's indicating that he doesn't want to stay. Now, obviously, according to NBA rules and their contract, is that he can get more money
staying here.
But he's a New York kid. Certainly, at this point in his life, money isn't. I mean, he's not going to starve to death by going to the Knicks.
No.
I think he's making. He can make $5-8 million more staying with the Cavs, but you know he's still going to make like $40 million a year with the Knicks. That's the speculation. Is that fan bothering the? Is it coming through? This is our fan
that we. It's the only fan we have.
Yeah, we only.
It's our only fan.
This. We allow one fan in to listen to our show live.
It may be a little plastic, but it is our fan, yeah.
And I need it, too. It's, anyway, so that's a huge concern. I mean, so at the end of the season, if Donovan Mitchell and his agent can't, there's nothing to negotiate. I mean, the max contract is the max contract.
Right. And there's more than what he can get going to New York. However, are there endorsements there in New York? He's not going to get in Cleveland?
Yeah.
I think so,
There's a lot of things. I mean, he is a very, very good player. He's prone to injury.
Yeah.
But I like his spunk, intelligent player. Knows the game, and it's ticking now. Is this a bomb in here? There. Is that better?
No. Yeah, it's ticking. Okay. It's ticking quicker.
I could just turn this thing off. Here we go.
Go ahead and turn it off.
All right.
Now if we keep going in, we're really in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it all disappeared.
Okay. So got him for one more year.
Mm-hmm. If we don't trade him.
if we don't train. I mean, Jeff Phelps really thinks he's going.
And I would think that, he would not be encouraged with what he has here to work with.
Yeah, I mean, of course, that would require a rebuild and prospects.
Well, and that's why if you're going to trade, if you're going to lose him and you trade him for three first-rounders, maybe three different years, of course, then that's quite that would be something to seriously consider.
I think they got six first-round draft picks for the next draft.
For the next draft?
Yeah, they have. Yeah, I mean,
you can give up two or three and still have a top one and then get Mitchell on top of that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what's going to happen, but...
He thought when he was being traded to begin with, and it was a three-way trade with Cleveland and wherever he was at, another team.
Utah.
And with that, he thought he was going to New York. Mm-hmm. But it just so happened his plane stopped in Cleveland first, so... He had to wait for his luggage to come back from New York, but yeah.
He's got a big decision to make. I don't know what his calculations are. I think he's from New Jersey, right across the river from New York.
Yeah.
And
that's his home.
That's his home.
Yeah.
And I can't blame him if that's what wants to play in his hometown. of course, LeBron did for two times. He played, but then went off to, I guess, greener pastures in L.A. and Miami before that. So I don't know. But he is the heart and soul right now of this team. Can a healthy Jarrett Wright come back with Darius Garland and Max Strus and Niang and the rest of the gang? They probably would make the playoffs again next year. But they're not going to go very far. They need a superstar. And they need somebody to compliment him, too.
Yeah.
And I don't know who that is. Who is out there? Is there somebody named LBJ that could come in here and help him? I doubt it.
I keep getting these vibes now coming out of California saying before it was very important that maybe he had a chance to play with his son. It doesn't seem as quite as important now. Now, do most people think he's going to be with the Lakers next year? And most people are saying, no, he probably won't be. But it would make sense with his business interest that he could just go over to the Clippers, who are in better shape than what the...
That's true, but his son has been... He's eligible now. I think he's got a couple months to decide whether he wants to go into the draft.
Yeah.
Bronny. And go into the NBA. He's not NBA ready.
No, he's not. And it's going to depend upon whether he, for him, he said, how he's going to end up in the draft. If they look at him as a high draft or first round draft, he probably will go, but he's not a first rounder. He is not.
Well, before his unfortunate heart problem, he was listed as the 15th best prospect in the draft.
Where did it knock him down to?
I don't know. I think it certainly has held him back. This unfortunate problem with his and it was fortunately they caught it, that this cardiac arrest that he had was. People were there to take care of him. But that's scary.
Yeah.
That's scary. And I think it's going to take some time to overcome that. So technically, he's just... I don't know what his thinking is, his son, about going into the NBA draft. But I would think he would be a high one. A low one and a high two.
Yeah.
And the NBA second round is it's like the NFL 6th or 7th. It's just the way it is.
Well, there's so many less players.
Yes, though. And there's the turnover, and there's only what you got 15 players, so you got 450 NBA professionals. That's not a lot of players.
No, it isn't.
And so you have to have an exceptional draft in order to replace somebody. Now, with the Cleveland Cavaliers draft Bronny in a deal with LeBron, his dad, to somehow get him into the system? And would Bronny accept going to the G League to learn?
What, he's not learning in college?
Basketball-wise.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah. But I'm saying, well, he's not learning in college, and that's what
that's
I'm
right.
saying.
Yeah.
Because he's played, what, 12 games is all he played this year?
More than that.
Well, it's more than Kyrie played.
Kyrie only played 3 games.
Yeah.
And every time he gets in or do, he's from Duke. What a joke.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, it's good fodder to talk about, but stranger things have happened. My personal wish is they keep Donovan Mitchell and they somehow get players in here to help him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jared Allen, I'm sorry. Is that Jared Allen?
Jared Allen.
Yeah. Jared Wright was a pitcher way back
when.
He
was.
I don't know.
I think your clone was telling you about it.
I know. I'm tired. I told you that.
Two ball games. Ripping the ball off. The hide off the ball.
Well, I wouldn't say the hide.
Oh, okay. You didn't hit quite that hard.
maybe I loosened the string thread on the ball. I don't know. So anyway. Excuse me, I got all choked up there.
You did?
I should try the cough button.
You should try that, yeah. There you go.
Oh, look at
it
that.
Worked.
I don't think I've ever used that.
I don't think you've ever used that.
This is our 17th season together, and I've never used a cough button. The Cavs are obviously a popular attraction. And you saw Myles Garrett, you saw some really big wigs at game number 3. Place was packed. You need those seats around the perimeter of the court. $7,000 to watch a game that they looked all lousy in. Yeah. Can you imagine $7,000?
No.
Now Myles Garrett, that's chump change.
Right.
If indeed he even paid for it, I'm sure that maybe he called somebody from the Cavs room. Hey, I'm Myles Garrett. I need a seat. Can you arrange it? Oh, yeah. I think that. That possibly could happen, but who knows? I know Spike Lee, he's always in the front row.
Well, he's paying. Yeah. Nicholson pays. Jack Nicholson.
Is he still going?
I don't know.
I haven't seen him. He retired. And great actor. Great actor. I don't know which one of his movies was my favorite. I like the one that he was in the military and you can't stand the truth. Remember that?
Oh yeah, a Few Good Men.
Oh, that was a good movie.
And actually, he had lived that line. That was not the line that was written for him. But when they filmed it, that's the line he gave, and the way he gave it was not the way he was supposed to. You know, it was supposed to be a much calmer cross-examination type thing.
Yeah.
And he's the one that did that.
Well, great actors can improvise. I mean, look at Bill Murray. He basically in Caddyshack, it was all him at living.
When Jack Nicholson did Batman, he was going to get paid a certain amount, and they were filming that in England. And he went over there to do his part, and he saw what was happening. He says, no, I'm only taking this much. I want a percentage of that film.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very smart thing for him because that made a ton of money. That first one with Michael Keaton, and he was great in that as the Joker.
Yeah. Well, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
Was a good, Here Comes Johnny.
The Shining, yeah.
Yeah, I had to go back.
Postman only rings twice. Once.
So... And him and De Niro are just kind of the icons of, but Jack's been out of it now for quite some time. But yeah, Robert De Niro is still going strong.
Yep. Yeah. So was another old timer.
He just had a baby or something.
What's his name? Clint Eastwood. He's still directing and producing films here and there.
He's like 90.
Yeah.
Well.
Good for them.
I mean, there's a guy who plays on the softball teams down in Canton, 95 years old, and he is as spry as he's unbelievable.
Maybe he's a clone.
You know,
You think about that?
You know, I've never. He got cut once and didn't bleed.
Oh,
Maybe a robot.
Or an alien.
You know, this is an alien. AI stuff.
I saw a thing about an alien baseball player on the X-Files, so it has to be true. Could be. He could be an alien.
You know, it just seems to be growing exponentially, this AI, right? I mean, it's amazing. This chat.
ChatGPT.
I've never used it.
I haven't either.
So I guess you can get on there and ask them anything, and all the internet is available for this chat GTI or whatever it is.
GTO. GTP. Yeah, GTO.
To find an answer for you. Can you imagine, when I went to college, it wasn't that many years ago, but before the web was available to me, I had to go to the library. If you wanted something like a simple fact, like when Babe Ruth was born, you would have to go to the encyclopedia and find. Yeah. No, you just talk Siri. When was Babe Ruth born? And instantly. And these kids don't know how.
No, they don't. I don't know. I just. the ghost is back.
Well, I miss him. I really miss the ghost. I mean, he comes in here once in a while. He likes to see Juan.
Well, true.
I think he likes the mule better. But we do have
a ghost. Who doesn't?
Yeah, and we do have a ghost. Yeah, I mean, the ghost of Sports Sidebar.
Yeah.
We've never named him. And I think he won't go to the other world.
Okay.
Until maybe we give him a name. And I don't want him. I want to stick around. So, and we don't know if it's a female.
We don't know.
No. But I feel the presence.
It's
like a guardian angel. Catholic Church, you have a guardian angel.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mine really. I don't know if they stick around all the time. They never got into how the guardian angel. Anyway, where were we? We were talking about Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson and
Spike Lee and some of these. And to them, that's nothing. That's chump change. But $7,000 in Cleveland.
I guess that's what you have to add to that. You know, it's not Los Angeles. It's not New York. It's Cleveland.
Well, it's supply and demand. If people.
Yeah, Wendy's found out about that.
Was it Wendy's?
It was Wendy's.
I thought it was Red Lobster.
That was Wendy's. Red Lobster. I don't think anybody will after what happened to Wendy's. Wendy said we would consider doing this pricing for when it's more in demand during dinner and lunch.
Yeah.
And people thought they were actually doing it, and it's driving them into bankruptcy because their food was already expensive to begin with. Yes. The Wendy's is.
Yeah.
And then when we turned around and they talked about pricing, prime pricing or whatever you call that, people said, "I'm done with Wendy's." And they stop going.
Well, can you imagine? Okay, the less expensive prices start at 5 p.m. That's when people want dinner, right?
Right.
So you have a rush of everybody trying to get in there before 5. That's ridiculous.
For the early bird, yeah. I got to get the Wendy's early bird, yeah.
Well, I saw on the news McDonald's is going to come up with a $5 meal.
Right, because they finally realized that a lot of their fans now can't afford to go to McDonald's.
It's difficult. I mean, there's just not enough demographics to fill the positions that fast food. I mean, you were in the business for a while. Yeah. I would imagine as a manager, you had stacks of applications of people who would want to, or at least.
When we called for them, we had plenty of people.
Yeah, I don't know, but I would think boomers, you had a lot of competition.
I was at a Burger King and somebody went in for an interview and she put a mirror up in front of the guy's face and she saw he was breathing and said, "Okay, what size uniform do you need?"
Well, I think I told a story once before. I was in Lowe's not too long ago and I go in and, there was no other cashiers. I had to ring up myself. And I said to the manager, "Hey, look at it. I did it. What size of your vest do you want?" So, no. He's desperate for cashiers. Well, anyway, McDonald's You're right, Wendy's. But getting back to this dynamic pricing.
Dynamic pricing, yeah.
Is supply and demand. The Cavs have like 22,000 seat arena. You got 30,000 people who want to go. Guess what?
Yeah. And
the thing is, you got to go through the SeatGeek.
Yes.
You got to go through SeatGeek, which is one of these ticket things. So I was looking at, just half looking at it, and there was a decent seat by a seller for $120 in a fairly good spot, which I thought was reasonable, I guess. So they want $40 for the to charge.
That's on top of the
hunt for SeatGeek. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. A third of the price for the how much does that actually cost them? You know, the secondary market now has used to be able to buy a ticket right off the street.
Right. We had the scalpers out there, remember? I mean, it was before your time, but I mean, you used to have scalpers outside.
I remember this. Oh, okay. It wasn't that long ago. When was it? About 4 or 5 years ago that the Guardians and Indians, if you went to a game, you had people outside.
You didn't have to worry about, you didn't have a ticket.
Yeah. Who wants to buy tickets? Who wants to sell tickets? I mean, they would, you can't do that anymore.
No.
You can't do it. You can forward tickets to somebody, but you have to use the app.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. That they've cashed in big time on that. You don't see any scalping done anymore. Now, you have to be careful, too, if you don't use the official ticketing agency of the franchise, like SeatGeek or, who's the other one? Live Nation or somebody like that.
Yeah, someone like that, yeah.
And you go, you don't know.
I mean, the NFL has their own.
Yeah.
The Major League Baseball has their own. And,
yeah, I think they have their own. I don't think they use SeatGeek like the.
Yeah, I think the secondary one, like the Rubber Ducks, they have a secondary one. It's not their own.
Yeah,
but Major League Baseball.
Yeah. But you're taking a chance by buying a ticket from somebody who's not affiliated with the team. So you're stuck. You're stuck. $40 just to buy a $120 ticket. That's $80 if you buy two.
Yeah. And then the parking's up.
$50-$60
Yeah.
Park your car. I don't know. But they're packed. They're packed.
They are. Yeah. They are.
So I don't know what your gut feeling is about the Cavs tonight. I you know what? I think maybe they'll pull it off. If Donovan Mitchell plays. They don't have a chance if he doesn't. He's the heart and soul and face of this franchise. And then if they won two games out of the seven game series, I think that would be a successful next step for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah.
And I think JB Bickerstaff is safe, but I don't know. I mean, it's going to be tough for him if Mitchell does leave, but that's not, he can only.
That's something you worry about next year, not this year.
Yeah. And do you trade him before the season?
To get top dollar for him, if he absolutely refuses that he will not sign and he gives that indication to the team, you trade him at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. Well.
Of course, the draft's not going to be till. July?
I think it's pretty soon.
July. Yeah.
Basically,
I think it's pretty much right after the basketball season is over.
I think you're right. Yeah. Well, then there's free agency right after. I think the draft is pretty soon, but I'm not sure. If I was a little more, energized, I would probably be able to figure it out. But
Juan brought you your coffee.
Yeah, it did. It helped. It helped me quite a bit. Plus those rolls.
The hostess. Yeah.
Oh,
the
hostess. You have an unlimited supply of those somewhere?
I try.
You go out and mine them or something? It's just... They're very good.
I'm prepared for you.
Right. And I appreciate it. I mean, there's some things you've done in the past that I didn't appreciate. I get rid of my chair. Why'd you bring that up? See?
I didn't bring up the chair you did.
So... the the jury's out on what's going to happen with the franchise, but let's just hope for the best. Hope for the best. And I can't see them progressing into the next round without a Donovan Mitchell or somebody like him, because the draft picks are not going to help right away. Now, once in a while, you'll have a LeBron that comes in and can do something right away. But, you know, it's a different game, the college.
It is.
Yeah, and it's much tougher, physical, and everything. Speaking of NBA, WNBA, it's going to be interesting, too, because the talent in the WNBA is a lot more intensified. So Caitlin Clark's going to start the season here pretty soon for the Indiana Force.
Yeah.
And they're comparing her to Larry Bird. Did you see that article where, Larry Bird came out of the Midwest? And, all this, and whether she's going to be comparable in the WNBA than Larry Bird was coming out of Indiana. I don't know. But the hype around this young lady is just amazing. She's going to make $22 million with a shoe deal. Nobody's offered me 1 cent for my
Or they pay people to go away. You know, they never pay us anything to go away. The price, we could be bought.
Oh, we could be bought. $10.
And a lifetime supply of Juan's coffee.
And those donuts. I mean, those cakes.
The little hostess cake.
Yeah. Well, look at the guy from the Phoenix Suns. After one season, he gets fired. It was a 5-year contract. So 4 years.
Yeah.
He's going to make like $20 million.
That's why I think they demand like a 5-year contract when they come on. We got a 5-year plan to take this team to the next level. But if you fire me earlier, I want my 5 years.
Yeah. Well, the Phoenix Suns did go to the playoffs, and they didn't make it far. They won more games than they had in many years. Owner said, that's not good enough. 1 year. So, the guy's name is Vogel, I believe, that he got fired. And 1 year. So, who knows? Maybe Bickerstaff isn't safe. I think he is, and we shall
see. If we can keep it close, even if we lose and keep it close, I think keeping it close is going to be an important thing.
Well, there's only so much. You got the... I mean, some of these guys...
You got the top-rated team in all... They had the best record in the NBA, period.
Yeah.
That we're playing.
Well, Max Strus is not hitting. Georges Niang is not hitting. They got Wade back, who's helped a little bit. You got...
But he was never a great scorer. He was a key bench player.
Once in a while, he could come out and hit 5 or 6 threes in a row, but then when he falls off, he really falls off. You got Caris LeVert, who comes off the bench, does a good job. Okoro is okay, but there's no... I think Darius Garland is good, but he's not a star,
right?
You know,
and he's a great supporting cast member.
Yeah, we'll see.
We will see.
We're pretending to know.
We're pretending not to know.
Wait, we're pretending not to know.
Yeah. Okay. It's a double negative. It means we know. Yeah.
You want to talk about something that we do know? There's not too much of that.
I can say, that's kind of limiting us. hey, you know what? There's one thing here.
Oh.
I got one thing.
One thing.
Not a long conversation. But from Cleveland.com, Haslam's might be out of bounds asking the state for money. Now, I don't know. They want to do their own notice. It just go on here. It's by Jeremy Peltzer. It says, if the Browns move ahead to building a proposed $2.4 billion stadium in Brook Park, the team would look for state government to cover $600 million of the cost. But Ohio Speaker Jason Stevens said Tuesday he doesn't think the state should or could give that much money towards a new Browns stadium. We don't have $600 million to give, Stevens, Lawrence County Republican, told reporters at the Ohio State House. I mean, it's really easy not to support it when you don't have it. So,
well, first
they're looking for $600 million
first of all,
out of the state.
I think it's going to go to Brook Park. I really do.
There are a lot of advantages to that.
Yeah. And if you are in negotiations, you're going to ask for the moon, right?
You're going to ask for the moon. I guess you could, yeah.
So if they end up maybe getting $100 million, $200 million from the state and local toward this, that's $200 million that they don't have to finance. And certainly, I think that location makes a lot of sense. It really does. It's right by the airport. You're going to have plenty of parking. You're going to have hotels. Right?
They'd have to build more hotels.
Yeah. And Cleveland, certainly, even though it's going to be in Brook Park, will benefit a lot from all the peripheral stuff. And I don't know if Brook Park and Cleveland can work out a joint development like some townships around here and Akron. But D wants it. D.
Doofus. I think that's the key.
And the other thing is, so do you always in the back of your mind too is could they leave again? I mean, that's the thing. I mean, everybody has to understand that Modell, even though he could have worked something out, didn't. Right. Baltimore offered him a great deal. I mean, is there other places?
Of which he was broke 2 years after he moved.
Yeah,
there.
I know. I'm just saying. Here's the family, the Haslam family, the Doofuses. I'm sure there's a lot of locations. Now, with Columbus area?
That's one that they had.
I know
they wanted to move. They did want to move the early season stuff there.
Yeah. So, with Columbus area, with all those new jobs going in at the chip factory and that surrounding, it's a booming area. It's going to be, how 15,000 people are going to be hired in that Intel factory.
Yeah.
And all the other jobs that come with it. Maybe a community effort down there. Now, you're saying they won't go down there because of Ohio State, but I disagree. Ohio State's on a Saturday. Football's on a Sunday, NFL. Or on Monday and Thursday, sometimes even Wednesday.
Sometimes.
So, I don't know. But in the back of your mind, you have to be concerned that the Browns could leave the city. Now, they're not using that yet. They're not using that, as far as I know, that bargaining chip. But that's got to be in consideration. So if Columbus says, come on down, we'll give you the money out of state, out of local funds or county funds, maybe that'll – I don't know. I just can't see them investing $1 billion. That's a lot of money.
A billion.
And to the present location, that just seems to me
a waste.
A waste.
Yeah.
An absolute waste. Without additional parking, without all the. I mean, the Browns, if they move to Brook Park, will have all. They'll basically be the ones holding the leases for all those hotels and the restaurants and the parking and everything like that.
Right.
I believe they'll somehow reach a deal. But like in Kansas City, if they took it to a vote, I don't think it would pass. Maybe it would if it's a countywide thing.
But it already is a countywide thing.
Well, they use what? A half percent sales tax.
They'd have to get more. Something like that.
I think it would put Cleveland, Northeast Ohio on the map as far as having a first class. I saw the drawings. It looks impressive to me. And we'll see. We'll see. But if they just, do whatever they're going to do with the existing stadium, I don't know. It just seems for 8 to 10 events a year. I guess Billy Joel's coming there. I'm not sure.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, Billy Joel and Rod Stewart are having a concert there, I think.
Okay.
I know they're going to have a joint concert. I just don't know. I think it's there. So maybe 10 times a year you use this facility that
yeah.
you're going to. It's a lot of money.
What if you had a dome?
Have a dome. It's not our money.
No, because they're not. I don't have that to give to them. Nor would I.
You know, some of these guys, like Elon Musk, he could write a check for $2 billion just like
could.
That if
he wanted. He could, sure.
Not
could.
Even hurt him.
Yep.
He does something strange, and his stocks goes up, and he makes $5 billion doing it. It's just...
Yeah.
A billion is not as... Well, yes, a lot of money. I was going to say it's not as much as it used to be. that's a lot of money. Let me see here. Well, that's going to be interesting to follow. I'm trying to get my computer. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
My tablet.
Your tablet.
Thank goodness Moses didn't have one of these.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we would have thousands of commandments.
Yeah, because it would be a lot easier to carry. Kind of reminds me of Mel Blanc. Mel Brooks. He's Moses coming down from the hill. Lord Jehoshaphat has given me these 15, and it drops and breaks. 10 commandments. Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, speaking of the NFL, I guess the 24 schedule's coming out soon. We'll know what who the Browns are going to play. Or I think they pretty much know who they're going to play. It's just where and when.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get the Steelers twice. Steelers have improved themselves quite a bit.
Yeah, they have probably more talent in their quarterback core than they've had in a long time. Yeah, they should. But they also have more than some teams have.
Yeah.
A lot of teams.
Yeah, Joe Burrow, if he's healthy, that's going to be a...
That's the question with him. He's been in the league how many years now?
I think it's fifth one coming up.
Fifth one. He's been out a good part of at least two, if not three seasons.
Because Baltimore, who's very good. And
it was an odd year for Baltimore because he didn't get hurt this year.
Jackson, no.
Yeah, he usually spends some time missing. He didn't this year.
No. So, and again, you got a conference with Kansas City and Buffalo and some other teams that are going to be very, very good as well. What was it? The grade we talked about 2 or 3 weeks ago was very poor on how the Browns handled the draft. Of course, we don't get a first round. We'll get one next year. We'll finally get a draft pick, the first round draft pick next year. And we'll see what they do with it. And they've shored up their offense line, defensive line. But it all comes down to what Watson does. And, they got a decent backup now, so we'll see. We shall see.
You wanted him when he was available, didn't you? Wasn't he the guy you was looking for?
Who was I looking for? Oh, the name escapes me right now.
The guy, I forget who you were. Winston.
Jameis Winston, yes.
I thought he was one of the guys that you did.
I don't think I ever mentioned him before.
Okay. Maybe it's your clone.
Go back and listen to all the tapes, every single one, and see whether I said I wanted Jameis Winston. I don't think you'll find that.
No, because
we were
podcasting at that point. So
Russell Wilson and that Pittsburgh got, plus they got the young man from Chicago.
From Chicago.
Yeah.
And they drafted, Chicago drafted the quarterback in the first position, and they have stated he will be starting.
Well, that's the Bears. His other conference, we don't play them very often. I don't care.
Yeah, okay.
Buffalo did well in the draft. I care about that, and we'll see how Cleveland does. All righty. The Guardians.
Boy, they seem to be, but again, they keep getting more injuries.
Well,
and now Kwan's out.
Yeah, Kwan's out with a hamstring. And I don't know. They haven't mentioned much about him. They brought that Kyle Mandardo up, and he really hasn't done tremendous. Of course, he's just starting.
Right.
He's just starting. But we're still first place. We're 25 and 16 as we speak. One of the best records in the American League. The only one better is Baltimore and the Yankees, who have, what, $100 million team contracts and payroll. And you got Minnesota. Minnesota on paper is the best team in the Central. No doubt.
Yeah, and they're right there.
Yeah, and so is Kansas City's done a good job.
Kansas City surprise.
But losing 3 out of 4 to Chicago.
Yeah,
is a big.
Which is the bottom of our division.
But there's Tom. I was listening to Tom Hamilton. And he says there's just some teams that give other teams problems.
Yeah.
Top ranked team. I think that like Colorado beat. I don't know who they beat. I can find out here. Colorado. Where is it here?
Scrolling.
Oh, they gave Texas fits.
Yeah.
The World Series winner.
That's who we play next, isn't it? Texas?
Yes, we're in Texas.
Yeah.
Rawhide.
Yeah, and this was interesting. This is from April 12th. I'm going to put this away now, but it says how baseball's worst division is already banged up. But are we the worst division now?
No. Our 4 of our 5 teams in our division are above 500. That is better than any division in the American League, even better than the East, because they only have 3 teams above 500. And then you're looking at the National League. So we have the most competitive, the most competitive division in baseball right now.
Okay.
So the heck with these experts. The heck with them.
Yeah. And look at all the power rankings and stuff at the beginning of the season. That's what I say.
That's what we do with football. Look at how dismal we end up.
Yeah.
It's a snapshot. And we're doing it without, 2 of our best pitchers, Gavin Williams and Bieber. Ben Lively's done a nice job for us. Tristan Pitcher, really good game, should have won. Carlos Carrasco, man, they really defensively messed up. Defense killed the starting pitching in the first 3 games of that series over the weekend. And, of course, he didn't hit either. You know you have to have more runs than the other team to win.
Yeah, it does work that way.
I didn't know
it does work that way. Yes. Oh, yeah. I did notice that. That's why I've always said I'd rather have, 5 good contact hitters than 1 giant home run here.
Well, like Friday night, they had, I don't know who pitched. I forgot. But, no, 3-0. They had 2 home runs back-to-back in the 9th. They lost 3-2.
I think our best bet is to take every game to extra innings. We do good in extra innings.
Oh, yeah, very good in extra innings. But we didn't quite make it. And so we lost to Detroit on last Tuesday, 11-7. We won against Detroit, 5-4. Well, I think we dropped 2 out of 3 to
Detroit.
To Detroit, yeah. Thursday, we lost to Chicago, 3-2. Friday, lost to Chicago, 6-3. Saturday, lost to them, 3-1. And finally won 7-0 on Sunday. So, but we're still first place. Now, whether the bullpen has been outstanding. It really has.
Yes,
been.
Yeah.
And, but, like every Guardians / Indians fans, we're waiting for the crash. When are they going to lose 10 in a row kind of a thing. And, I don't know. We got a good bullpen, but they just need more offense. And some of these guys just don't give you the confidence that you would like to have. And let me see. Let me look up the box score here. With paper, I would have had that right in front of me.
Yes, you would have.
I would have had it right in front of me.
And well, not necessarily. I mean, when was the last time the Beacon put box scores in?
That's true.
You wouldn't
get the extra, would you?
No.
The only extra is in the e-edition.
Yes.
Well, I don't know why would anybody, and I'm sure that's what they want, would want the paper edition anymore. It's just...
Yeah, I know that I was talking to Kat, because she's got her parents that live in Jackson Township, and her aunt lives right down Canton. Now, they have since gone to mail delivery, and...
Mail
delivery, and they seem that they seldom get their newspapers, and the post office is saying, well, you're not getting them to us. So it just... It's just crazy.
They're not delivering them like the traditional?
No. Nope. Ashland has already switched over many of your smaller newspapers. And Canton isn't really a smaller newspaper. Actually, in many ways, I think the Canton in many ways is better than the Beacon. I have a lot more local content. And yet they're not delivering. They're putting the paper together. They have one day a week, and I'm not sure which day it is, but they don't publish, but they publish an online version of it. And the rest of the time, it's you could do either online or you could go there and ship it out.
Well, we get the South Side Leader.
Ah, yeah, that, sure you will. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And of Summit County. And every Friday, some lady.
But that's not owned by the Beacon. I mean, that's...
Yeah, but it's delivered.
Right.
And... Of course, right on the front, it's free paper, but right on the front, please help us out with a voluntary subscription. And because it's got to be tough.
And Barberton has done it also. They lost the Barberton Herald. Yeah. It was there for over 100 years, and now they've got the Barberton News and Norton Gazette or whatever.
Yeah, it's just it's a shame because you need journalism to cover the politicians. If you don't have somebody at least trying to see what they're doing to us, you're going to lose that. You're just going to lose that.
Yeah.
I mean, sports is nice, but it's not essential. But certainly, like you said, it's just not like it used to be. It's just not at all. You don't have anybody at the games covering the baseball games every night like you did with
the only time they get to even go up there sometimes is during when they are at home. Mm-hmm. But even some of those games are covered by Associated Press or
Tom Withers,
Routers or whomever.
Yeah. So looking at our lineup, you got Tyler Freeman batting 184, Jimenez, who was starting out hot, is only 242. Laureano, our center fielder, 149. Jose is having a slow start at 235, and hopefully he'll...
Good thing they dumped Straw, huh?
Oh, Straw's batting like 233 in AAA.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, wow. No home runs. He wouldn't be a help out here. Of course, Josh Naylor is having a good season, 275, which...
That's not bad.
That's not bad. I mean, Manzardo, who's just starting out, is 176. David Fry, 309. He's having a good season.
Very good season, yeah.
Will Brennan, 243.
He hits very well with people in scoring position.
Yes, Gabriel Arias is 235. Esteban Floreal, 200, and Rocio, 202. We're not scorching the ball.
No.
And that's why you miss Kwan. Kwan was just the spark plug in this lineup.
He was, yeah.
And they haven't done very...
And he's Kwan is what, about...
He was 350. He was batting like 350.
Yeah.
He was leading the American League. Now, he probably isn't now because he's been out for a while.
But, yeah.
The starting pitching over the weekend was very good. It kept the team in at 6-7-8. They saved the bullpen for the Texas Rangers series. So, I don't know. I mean, I can't complain. We're in first place.
Yeah.
We always complain. But,
well, it's because we're not using first place this time.
We're usually about right around 500 until after Memorial Day with Terry Francona teams. And... they played competitively against some of the best teams in the American League.
What do you think of the now that we're getting a few games under our belt to kind of decide how this guy is coaching this team?
You mean managing it?
Yeah.
You said coaching.
Managing.
Baseball's managing. I think he's done a good job. I mean, how can you? I mean,
he can't argue with it.
Well, I can, but I. You know, it's a unique situation. He's like 38 years old. He's only been out of baseball himself as a player for like 2 years.
Yeah.
So he has, he must have that, he must have that necessary leadership ability with their, and the charisma that needed to.
And I, for these young players, anyway.
Yeah, young players. He's a player himself for 12, 13 years in the league. So that, it's a whole different style than Terry Francona. And Terry Francona was this kind of mystical figure of baseball
that
greatness.
That worked. It always worked.
It always worked. I mean, you don't want to go see Terry Francona after you did something wrong. He did it quietly in his off. Now, Stephen Vogt does to his players if they're not doing well, maybe he's the same kind of guy. But right now, he's doing well. His coaching staff, you know, he's still got Carl Willis as the pitching coach, one of the best in the business. The same as the hitting coach.
Well, and you still got Sandy Alomar, who's your first base coach and coaching your catchers.
Yeah. And we're carrying three catchers. Now, David Fry can not only catch, but he can play different fields. And he's batting 300 plus. You got.
But when you have somebody like that, if you move them around, don't you mess with their batting sometimes?
If you are a major league player and somebody who's really got only 1 or 2 years under your belt, you'll play popcorn salesman if you keep me in the major leagues.
That's true.
It's just that's how rare these jobs are. And so if David Fry is told to go to first base, which he has, he'll go to first base. Now, you got Hedges and Bonehaler as your regular catchers, but Bonehaler, I don't know. He may need to be.
They're back. They're back.
Is that the ghost or is that the?
I'm not sure. I'm just looking for somebody to see if somebody beamed in here.
Yeah. So I know Bonehaler better pick it up here soon, I would think. Or they're going to keep him no matter what up here because he's the future. But I don't know. He can't continue batting 180 something.
No.
Now, he does have pop in his bat, and he's a slow. But we're getting into the end of the second month of play,
right? And at a point where we say, "Well, it's only this. Well, it's only this. Well, it's only this." Guess what? You are in this April, and we're May. We're almost middle of May now, and you can't just say, "Well, it's only anymore."
No, not now. I mean, how many games they've got in? They've got in. Hold on here, Bob Louie. They have 41 games they've played already. 41. So it's not. It's a fourth. It's a 25% of the season is completed. So. Are we close?
We're close.
We're close.
I don't know.
I think
it's good to see that the young man confessed to his wrongdoing.
Who's
he
this?
He pleaded guilty to the theft of the Jackie Robinson statue that they cut him off at the ankles and stole the statue.
Well, stealing is legal in baseball.
Not if you're not a player. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you...
A man pleaded guilty to helping to steal the bronze statue Jackie Robinson from Wichita, Kansas Park. Ricky at Drellett 45 was charged in February with felony theft valued at over $25,000, aggravated criminal damage to property, identity theft, and making false information. He'll be formally sentenced on July 1st. I'm surprised they didn't wait until after the All-Star game, but they're going to get him July 1st.
Did they?
You'll have to pay a $41,500 to League 42, a youth baseball league, named for the Hall of Famer's uniform number. So,
what were they thinking? I mean, what was this guy thinking?
Think they went out and had a couple beers, and
I got a statue of Jackie. How much do you want for? You got a statue of who?
How about jail?
I mean, how do you pawn this thing off? Now, he's a great player, and maybe there was some value in a... but it's kind of hard to hide a statue like that. You're going down the street with your minivan, you got Jackie Robinson sticking out of the back.
Yeah, I think they'll notice. I think they'll notice.
All right, you ready?
We're ready.
And I got two of them.
Okay.
What do you call a man in debt? Owen.
Owen. Oh, yeah, you do.
All right. Okay. All right. What do you call a one-legged hippo?
A one-legged hippo?
Yeah.
Laying down. I don't know.
A hoppo.
A hoppo. That would be true.
All right, that's it.
That's going to do it. We'll be back next week, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about, hey, baseball uniforms are getting changed again for next season.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, we'll get a little information out of that, and all other fun stuff. With see if the Guardians are still in first place, see if we're in Brook Park yet, and all those other fun things.
And we'll get our more information maybe on the stadium.
There we go. And we'll see everyone next week right here on Sports Sidebar.